I did say earlier on we're going to have a guest in the studio, and the man walked in and said, the famous Nigati, are you talking about yourself? He's like, no, I'm talking about you. We've got Mr. Nigel Chinakira in the studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Simba.
Good morning, Simba.
You think I'm like you? No wonder you're famous. You see?
I'm like, sir, I know you make money make sense, but let's make radio make sense while we make money make sense as well. How does that work?
Sounds good.
Anditika. Welcome to the Ignition, sir. You've got Panache with you as well. Panache, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you, Simba, for having me.
Yeah, very, very welcome. Another quiet spoken individual in the studio. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Let's talk about money making sense. What exactly is Making Money Make Sense 2025? Can you tell us a bit about this seminar and why exactly we're bringing this about?
Well, Simba, we got a unique opportunity to invite Robert Kiyosaki, the legend of Rich Dad Poor Dad fame. Mm-hmm. And he's a friend of a friend, and he happens to come hunting to Zim. But he's never had a live presentation to Zimbabweans in terms of wealth, personal finance. And I thought it would be a fantastic idea to have him here.
Okay.
I bounced it off my son, who manages the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was boots and all in.
Yeah.
And so here we go.
Say, hence Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right?
Yeah.
And you've got your son involved. So we'll talk about parent-child ticketing in a little bit. You're creating this alongside Robert Kiyosaki, a huge global name. How on earth did you get this man on board?
Okay, so I've got a friend and a client, actually, a guy by the name Philip Haslam.
Mm-hmm.
Philip is into cryptocurrency and issues tokens, based in South Africa, a chartered accountant and professional.
Yep.
And he has been on stage before with Robert Kiyosaki.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip just passed on to me that Robert carries a Zim dollar, $1 billion bill in his pocket.
Wow.
And I thought that was fascinating.
Right.
So I said, so what does he know about Zim? And he says, of course. I mean, Nigel, you know, as Philip, I authored the book, Money Destroys Nations, and Robert has quoted it quite often. And as a consequence, with the interest in Zim, I said, why don't you say to Robert, why don't you come over, spend a day with the Zimbabweans?
Yep.
In fact, 2 days, because he jets in tomorrow, and we'll have an opportunity to talk with the policymakers, Reserve Bank, Ministry of Finance officials, and the Zimbabwe Economic Society. So we'll spend half a day doing that. And then, of course, what has always caught my fancy is making money make sense to the Zim public. And so he will be with us the whole day, presenting with various other speakers. In the morning, we'll have a panel inclusive of Zimbabwean business people. And then in the afternoon, we get to play his cash flow revolution board game, which would be a lot of fun.
Right. Now, that's with the VIP delegation that will be coming in, correct?
Correct.
That's for the cash flow game. Now, can we make money make sense? I'm asking this completely off script. Can we make money make sense in Zimbabwe for the ordinary human being?
I believe we can. You know, Zim went through a whole load of stuff. Hyperinflation and all. But the shrewd people, and we're going to have some shrewd people in the room tomorrow, on Saturday.
Yeah.
People have invested in various assets.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Simba, a lot of guys get confused as to what an asset and a liability is.
Right, yeah.
And so people think a car, for example, is an asset.
Yeah.
Or a house is an asset. But Robert will tell you differently.
Right.
And I would want you to be there so that you can get the various definitions of that.
I like
that. But then there are people who have actually shrewdly, I mean, take a guy like Philip Chiangwa. You know, Philip is your kind of maverick sort of guy. But he outwitted a lot of people by investing in property during that period of hyperinflation, for example. And so you've got pockets of people who've done, in a small way or a large way, done incredibly well, even in a hyperinflating environment.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we passed that. and we are more stabilized now as a nation.
Yeah.
But then there's a whole concept again around the US dollar, where people think the US dollar is it.
Yeah.
And again, you know, our speakers will be telling you a bit different, that the fate of the US dollar itself,
yeah,
is something that we got to be very careful about.
Yeah.
There are a whole host of other currencies for us to be considering. And
okay,
this is a whole mumbo jumbo, yeah, that we should be talking about and educating each other as Zimbabweans.
And I'm glad you're not a doom speaker or a doomsayer. You're actually giving us insight as to how best we can manage our money and make our money make sense. We've got Nigel Chinakina in the studio and Panache as well, his son. We're talking about money making sense and the event that's coming up on the 6th of September. Let's talk about this event. Panache, hustle mentality. As a young star, I'm going to call you a young star. I haven't asked your age, but let's just call you a young star. You want to have a conversation with the younger demographic and how hustling is potentially the way to go in Zimbabwe. I think the hustler mentality has been a Zimbabwean thing for a very long time. In terms of the youth market, what do you say?
Hustling is definitely important. You need to be able to take care of the basics, you know, in the household. But it's also important to think long term, to be able to strategize. There are many people in Zimbabwe, even outside of Zimbabwe, who started off as hustlers. Even if you look at Tinashe from Nash Paints, but look at what he's built in terms of his business. You look at Jitao and Shumba and what he's done with his business in terms of corporatizing. But what's important is to really make your money work for you. If we look at the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know, there's that aspect of the rich dad who makes the money work for him, and you need to be able to make money whilst you're sleeping. So this conference,
it's everybody's dream, right?
Yeah, it's everybody's dream. So this business seminar enables people to be able to work towards creating that wealth, generational wealth. You know, us being born again Christians within our family, you know, we believe and hold true to the mantra that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So that's the mindset that we need to all have, especially as Zimbabweans.
So my question to you is, you say generational wealth. Is that achievable for us in Zimbabwe?
I believe so. It takes time. I think the problem is that we tend to be impatient. We live in a microwave society. And, you know, the fast foods, even KFC, the drive-thru, we want instant success. But you build that wealth step by step, bit by bit. What are you spending your money on, you know, daily? You know, sometimes you can take $50 or $60 and invest it on the stock market. It doesn't necessarily even have to be in Zimbabwe. You can look even globally as well. Or something like, let's say, the index fund. You can put money aside for that. And if you look 20, 30 years from now, you could have $100,000. But just starting off with, let's say, $40, $50.
Yeah.
That's how Warren Buffett started. Even that's how all these international businessmen and businesswomen started. So this conference really is, we want people to think outside the box. That's why we have international speakers, but we also want to bring it home to Zimbabweans. So we do have a panel discussion as well that will be full of Zimbabweans, but I'm not going to reveal too much because I want people to be there and to attend.
All right, speaking of attendance, when is this seminar? How much is this seminar and where can people get their tickets?
Okay, so this seminar is taking place this coming Saturday, the 6th of September at Celebration Church, Borodo. And tickets, we've got different categories of tickets. We've got the $50 standard ticket. That's entry into the venue. It starts at 9 a.m., ends at 1 p.m. So you get to listen to all the speakers. And then you've got the VIP experience, which starts at 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. That's $150. And that includes a luncheon. And then there's also a meet and greet with all the speakers, including Mr. Robert Kiyosaki as well. And then the cash flow game. That one is important for networking. I know there are a lot of professionals who want to network. My dad always drilled it in me growing up, saying your net worth is your network.
Yes.
So that's very important.
I like that.
And then we've just introduced yesterday the student promotion.
Okay.
So that ticket is going for $25.
Nice.
For all students. Obviously, terms and conditions apply. They come along with IDs. Then we can verify. Obviously, there are some 50, 60-year-olds who are doing their PhD.
Yes. They
have to go through me to be able to get access to really see if they are students. Some people have been doing PhD produced for 15 years.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then finally, we do have one that we are releasing today.
Yeah.
So that one is an interesting one. We're going with the whole concept of rich dad, poor dad. Mm-hmm. So we've got a parent-child promotion.
Okay.
So that's $60 for two entries, a parent and their child.
Okay.
So I would like fathers and sons to be there, fathers, even daughters, mothers with their sons or mothers with their daughters as well.
Tell me the age group of children here. What are we saying?
The age group of children, as long as you have a parent and as long as it's a child.
So if I'm there with my dad who's in his 70s, it's a parent-child ticket, we're good to go.
You're most
that's
welcome.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Venue Celebration Center, 6th of September, Making Money Makes Sense, Robert Kiyosaki. Who are the other speakers? Did you want to give
so
us a few more?
So there's Philip Haslam.
Yes.
Who Mr. C spoke about just now.
Uh-huh.
And he's from Zitenga, the CEO of Zitenga. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Dan Murray. He's the CEO of Risk Flow. They do cash flow optimization apps. And then we've got Dorian Wrigley. This one is very exciting for the asset managers, the pension funds in Zimbabwe. I really encourage them to come because he's the chairman of Ubuno Enterprises, and they do a lot of investments for renewable energy projects globally. Mm-hmm. And he's also got an investment management firm that's registered in the UK and South Africa.
Okay.
So pension funds, if you are interested in creating true wealth globally as well, I really encourage you to come.
All right, to wrap this up, gentlemen, final words. Nigel, if there's one mindset shift that you'd hope every attendee leaves with, what would it be?
I think to understand that profit is an opinion, cash is reality. And
repeat that again. Profit is an opinion?
Yes.
Cash is reality.
Yes.
Yep.
And we're talking here that people must understand that cash is king. And once you've got the cash, you put your cash to work.
Mm.
And we want people to be in attendance. This is a series of programs that are going to be taking place over time.
Okay.
Tickets available from Worldwide Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
Med Orange Pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you can always hit me up on social media and I can direct you. Making money makes sense. See you at the top because the bottom is overcrowded.
Oh, I like that too. Nigel Chinaikid and Panache in the studio. Making money makes sense. Get those tickets. Social media. Do we have any social media about this event?
We have social media handles. Power Tank. We've got LinkedIn page.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Facebook page. We've also got an Instagram page. And then we do have our website as well. Power Tank, and there is a link for there's some people who stay out of town, people who stay out of the country who are actually coming in from here.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of people from Namibia, Zambia, Malawi who are coming in.
Nice.
They've made payments online through our link as well, which accept Visa cards, MasterCards, even EcoCash, all the net one, all the options are there.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Good luck with the seminar and go out there and make money make sense.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Simba.
Cheers, guys.